Hi, I'm Muriel.
And I'm Nick.
And welcome to
Hella in Your 30s. This week, we give our apartment a facelift.
Let's do yoga. Let's get fit. Let's do jumping jacks. And we'll get rich. But oops, I found that bottle of gin underneath the sink again. So tomorrow's a new day. Let's order pizza.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Hella in Your 30s. This is a podcast for people of all ages, all about navigating this dystopian world we live in.
Welcome to our world, the world of Nick and Muriel. We are back in LA. I've got my feet kicked up. We're sipping coffee. Oh, my God. We hope you are doing well. We had a great time in Seattle. It was a crazy, wonderful trip, and we're back in LA. And here we are. We opened the door to our apartment, walked in, home sweet home. So glad to be back. So many fun things to work on. And we looked around our apartment and we're like, wow, this place is a dump.
I will say this because I am who I am and I can't help it. I had grumblings of this earlier. We were in Seattle and I was just like, I gotta move, man. and you know, we have like a rent controlled place, which at this point, because they can raise our rent, so they do every month. It's not
every month. Every year they raise it $50. So we've been here for 6 years. So it's now $300 a month more than what we started.
Exactly, Professor.
Muriel's like, I don't want to get into the minutia of details. And then you say something completely wrong. I have to course correct a bit and
hey,
give
man,
the people
they raise
some.
Every month, they raise it every year. What a hada. Whatever.
Witta hada.
Okay, so it's okay. We have an okay price on this apartment, but it's not the deal that it was when we first moved in by any stretch.
Yeah.
And like, we'll get into this later, but I have definitely done some price comparison. And like, you know, this place is beautiful. So that has it going for it, but it has. But you can get like apartments with hella amenities for the same price.
Yeah, I mean, I did wake up to you on the first morning of us being back in our apartment in bed, apartment hunting and house hunting on your phone. And I just look at you and you're like, I'm sad. And you're just scrolling, looking for different places.
I mean, I think it's like, I do think some of it is like pandemic blues, you know?
Yeah.
Like one thing that's true, I'm sure any of us who live in apartments right now, you're just like, I can hear everything, you know, like I can hear God. I can hear everything in this stupid apartment.
I can hear God and he's vacuuming at 2 a.m.
Right. Like I can hear the toilet flush. I can just like hear people out. You know, it's just like sometimes it just gets a little much with the pandemic because we don't have anywhere to go. So we're just here all the time. And you have these roommates you don't see. And then also, you know, we got out of the house and like we took this like month-long trip, you know, not a trip, but a month-long sort of like out of our house sort of situation. And, you know, at the end of that, I was just like, my mind's expanded. You know, I'm thinking about the possibilities of life, da-da-da-da-da. And then you come back to your old place and like, I've grown so much, man. I've grown so much.
Yeah, the hermit crab doesn't return to its old shell,
no,
bro.
No, you get a new shell, bro. I just walked in and I was like, what is in this house?
Who are these people?
I mean, come on. Yeah. You know, and here's the deal, right? So the first part of this is that we did come upon some furniture recently.
Yes.
We were, you know, if you haven't been caught up on the episodes, we sold a bunch of my brother's things for him because he was moving.
Yeah.
And I also pillaged quite a few things instead of selling them. So so Nick and I pillaged quite a bit of things.
We have some good stuff.
We have some good stuff. And so that means like it's basically better stuff than we have now. So we have to already start like kind of replacing some things and getting rid of some things, donating some old stuff. Because we got some new stuff that's way better and way more classy. But then, so I guess the lesson in this is like, awesome, we got all this new stuff and now we're going to like replace some stuff. But you have to understand that we are also the type of people who never buy any furniture and always get other people's furniture. And what that results in sometimes that you become numb to is that you start to repurpose things for things that they're not originally intended to right. do.
That huge dining room table that is completely busted up and wobbly, that can be an art table and shelf, right?
Right, which means there's garbage on top and underneath. So, like, when you live here all pandemic, you just think, man, my dining room wobble shelf is awesome. Yeah, right. Or you just, like, become numb to it and you right. don't think about it. When you come home and after being out of that space for a while and you walk in and you're like, what yeah. is going on? Well, we have this piece of furniture that we got because people have seen it. It's been in pictures. We've been trying to fit this piece of furniture in our house for 6 or 7 years.
The vanity. People have commented on it on Instagram. The vanity for some listeners has a legend behind it.
It's like a vintage child's desk with little drawers in it that we got for free that I was like, this is so classy. I can't yeah. stand it. And what it is it's a massive piece of
garbage
that holds basically the way that it's shaped and configured, it can only hold as much stuff as would fit in a normal drawer in a normal shelf,
yeah.
but it's like four times as big.
Yeah, right.
And that's another thing, you know, it's like repurposed to be yeah, our mask right. holder. We've got about 15 masks and then like a 70 pound child's desk.
Yeah, right. So we came home, we had some new stuff, feeling like this place is a dump. Muriel's checking prices online to see what it could be to move. And then she just stops and she goes, we can't get a new apartment. We don't have any jobs.
I really
No one's going to rent us an apartment.
I really thought I was like really slick. Because the thing is because, you know, everything's the housing market is all over the place right yeah. now, like the rental market. And, you know, our rent's been steadily rising. So it's still a pretty good deal. Yeah. And it is rent controlled, but it's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
And I was finding like one bedroom apartments in our neighborhood for like, we were hoping to get something cheaper.
Yeah.
But it's the same price, right? Yeah. But you get a parking spot.
Yeah, right.
And you get a dishwasher.
Yeah, right.
And you get like utilities included.
Yeah.
And you have like an outdoor space. Like yeah. a bunch of stuff that what we have is great windows.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is worth a lot.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, we have
And it is big. There's
and it's big.
And it's big.
And it's, you know, we have a shitty landlord, which is like half good, half bad, right? Because right. they're not around, so you don't have to think about anything. But then also, like, they don't fix anything.
Every
so.
Time you do have to contact them, you have to, like, really get ready for a huge, horrific interaction.
All I do is slam my hand in the door, and then I'm focused on that while I'm talking to Steve.
All I do is think of Mike Tyson when he would walk down the... walk to the ring with just this unflappable knowledge that he was going to win. You know, I just think about that. Like, I will win this interaction with Steve. I just
know,
Mike Tyson's
I
ass.
You, I know. You guys talk on, like, some level I don't even understand. You're like, I was like, why did you say that?
And I'm like, oh, we're great.
Did you resolve that? No, but he knows who I am now.
It's just a, you know, the art form of toxic masculinity.
I know.
You know, I'm so good at toxic masculinity. I hate it when people talk down on it. I'm like, what are you, that shit's awesome. Works great.
Well, I don't think that's true at all. yeah, so, I mean, it gives you something to do. It's
exactly.
Like a, it's like a hamster wheel. It's like a Nick wheel. Put him yeah. in there and let him go.
But it's like my Peloton, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I got like... some mechanic lady likes telling me what to do in my mind. Like staring, I'm like, yeah. I got you, girl.
So anyways, we got this apartment and I was like,
We're stuck here, baby.
Well, I was sitting there going like, I'm in. Like, this is like, we should just move. Like
yeah.
if we can find another rent control building, which they are around here for the same price and have it be like an updated bathroom and like a parking space and like all this stuff. I was like, plus I'm just insane. I was like, we have all our stuff. That's all. We have stuff. That's what we need.
Yeah.
And then I was sitting there for 2 seconds and I was like, we don't have any jobs.
Yeah.
We have no income.
Yeah.
And we have no promise of an income for like a chunk of time.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Nobody's going to rent us an apartment. I'm an idiot. It was so funny. I was like really thinking like I just solved all of my problems.
Yeah, right.
And it wouldn't have solved anything. It would have made everything way more horrible.
Okay.
So anyway, what's the compromise?
The compromise is Once again, we have completely rearranged our apartment.
So the rearranging the chairs on the deck of the Titanic.
Yes. Which I have to admit, the way they are currently rearranged is glorious.
Yeah.
The funniest thing to me about rearranging the apartment is every time we do it, we've done it like probably, we do it like maybe once a year. You like when we first do it, we're like, this is so nice. Like, this is great. And then you think back to the way it was and you're like, why did we do that? That was terrible. Like our last setup with our art table slash garbage shelf in that corner seemed like it made the most perfect sense in the whole world.
We were walking in going, God, this is just so bright and airy. Like what?
And now it's like, now we got the way the chairs are set up. So where you got all three windows full blast that we can open them, which we won't go into the mechanics of that, but we've always had one or two windows that can't be opened.
I want to go into the mechanics of this. So this house is, I think it used to be, this apartment used to be one full flat based on, like, there's a bunch of crazy shit. There's like door jams missing and like, you know, whatever. So I think originally this used to be one. Now it's two apartments. It used to be one big one. But the way it's set up is like there's this, we're a corner unit and there's big floor to ceiling windows like all around two sides of it. But the way it's set up is there's nowhere to put your stupid furniture. And if you, unless it's against the windows.
Because the windows open into the room.
Yeah.
So if you put a chair there, then suddenly they can't open.
Right. And there's no air conditioning in this place. So yeah. Like you have to open the windows. So all of our stuff has been like clustered in weird parts of the room so we can open these windows. And we have all this garbage furniture. I mean, it's just been like, I felt like it was impossible to make anything work in this apartment.
Yeah.
I was just like, it'll just be what it is.
Yeah.
But I think we cracked a code.
We did. This is famous last words because we say it every time we rearrange. But this place is so nice now.
I know.
We're loving this really hardcore. But I think, I can't remember if we mentioned this. I'm just so hyped on the new arrangement.
What?
We threw away a bunch of crap. The vanity is gone.
The
garbage table is gone.
The massive 6-person wooden broken ass dining room table is gone.
The other weird thing by the door,
gone. You know what else is gone?
What?
I don't remember. I meant to say, do you know what else is gone? Oh, this is the big deal.
Our problems and worries, gone.
Yeah. Well, the big deal thing is that we have one space for office, yeah, living room, dining room, right?
And Muriel's painting.
And an art space. So that's four things that we're trying to get out of a not very big living room. Yeah. And we realized we just sit hunched over a coffee table eating in front of the TV most nights because there's no nice place to eat.
Yeah.
Like it's just like we have a dining room table, but it sucks. And it's like
wobbly. And it's basically like eat because we did it for a while. We actually dedicated some of a podcast to it. And we did it for a while. But the problem with setting up that dining room table and really eating there is you have to take off all of your work supplies from the day off the table, move it into the center of the room. It's like a whole ordeal.
It's a big project because, like, of course, you know, if your junk table has junk on it, then you have to use the dining room table for your work.
Yeah, right.
So that's basically been like the miscellaneous work table.
Yeah.
So you have to like clear it all off, move it into the middle of the room, clean it, find the chairs, put them around the table.
Chairs are God knows where.
There's just like plants on top of them, yeah, use them as a ladder. Then somebody got mad and put it in a closet, which closet, I don't know. It's just like, oh my God. There's just a million things. But what we did, mm-hmm, is we decided today to find a discount dining room table,
yes,
that fits our space, that we can put in a specific spot. We're getting rid of like five massive pieces of, I mean, it was old when we got it 7 years ago.
Yes, we got used furniture. We're like, this is great. This will really bridge the gap. 7 years later, it's just now it's just should be thrown away.
Yeah, like we were definitely going to like replace some of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what we spent that money on. Probably just, I think, going to Sicily.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I mean, come on. It's just like, what are we thinking? But we now have a game plan, and it may not work, and it may not yeah, bring us happiness. But right now, it's the only thing that's keeping me from like marching around the neighborhood trying to get someone to rent me an apartment without a job.
Yeah, what you got to find is just some really weird, like, codependent landlord. What we really need is, like, a weird old lady who has a cool, like, garage, converted garage or mother-in-law unit in the back, and then we become, like, really enmeshed in her life, and she doesn't charge us rent.
Right. That would be perfect. That's what we really need. That's exactly what we need. Yeah. Or, like, maybe, like, a token, like, $200 or something.
Yeah, right. Like, we pay, like, maybe she doesn't have internet. We're like, we'll set up internet and we'll pay the internet bill. And then she thinks, like, we love you. I love you. Thank you for being my new children. And then we really just work that angle super hard. We bring her, maybe we bring her some meals. Oh, I love this lady. We
listen,
have to figure this
I
out.
Am so concerned about your plan.
I'm just saying, man. We gotta figure something out.
I
we
said
gotta...
yes before I really thought about what you were talking about. All right, erase that.
Give her
part.
Foot
we're
rubs.
Not doing
okay.
That. Okay. Just inject that stress. So we decided to do two things that I think will help. One is that we're getting rid of a bunch of garbage.
Yes.
That we actually don't need. We have the space to store all this stuff, so it's like, what are we even doing?
Yeah.
And two, we are getting a dining room table that for the first time in our adult lives, I think ever, we are going to go out. We have measured the space that we need to fill. We have measured the height that we want. We have looked at a bunch of different types of things. We decided exactly what style we want. And we are going to go out and find the cheapest version of that possible. Yeah. And it's going to fit in our house in a way that makes sense and is what we want. And it's not going to be something we're going to jerry-rig. It will be chosen. And then the other thing we're going to do is get a couple rugs because it is loud as F in our apartment.
Yeah.
It is. Listen. Okay. This is another thing we have to share is that, look, we have had a fight with our downstairs daughter. The lovely girl who used to live underneath us.
Yes.
Who was a very famous Insta model and maybe not that famous, but just a very nice girl.
Yeah.
Probably very young, very, very loud. Like the loudest you could ever, you know, imagine. You know, we've had this ongoing battle. She moved and this other person moved in and she is lovely.
Yeah.
Really sweet, super nice, like, you know, whatever.
We can still hear her.
And so now we're realizing we might be the problem, which is a really hard pill to swallow, let me tell you. Because I was thinking back and I was like, it's just insane because the first two neighbors we had, we never heard them at all.
Yeah.
And then I remembered we used to have a big, thick rug in our bedroom.
Yeah.
And then we spilled a bunch of food on it. And then instead of cleaning it, we rolled it up and put it away. And since then, we've heard every, like, bit of noise from every neighbor. Yeah. And I was like, that's the problem? Jesus Christ. So we're going to clean the rug today.
Yeah.
We found two places to get, like, super discount rugs. Because believe me, man, these rug places are scammy. They're scammy and really hard to find a good one.
I know. Well, it's either they're like $6,000 or discounted for $2,500 or garbage. Like, how come the world can't make us a decent rug for like $150?
It can be ugly. I don't care. I just don't want it to fall apart if we clean it. That's the only thing I care about.
I want it to be thick. because I want some GD noise insulation.
So I did a bunch of research and we found some cheap rugs.
Yeah.
And I asked a bunch of people on Reddit, my favorite place, and they pointed us to a few different places. So we're going to go out today. We're going to be adults.
Yes.
We're going to buy a stupid goddamn table that actually fits our house for the first time in 15 years. And we're going to buy two sound insulating rugs and we're going to put them in rooms where when I sit in them and someone shuts the door downstairs, I want to stab myself in the fucking face. Right? It'll be great.
It's going to be great. Didn't someone on Reddit try to sell you a bunch of little child
size rugs? Oh my God, immediately.
Rugs?
No. Okay. Immediately. I posted on Reddit. It's like this thing called Ask Los Angeles. And I was like, where are people buying cheap rugs in person in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
And this lady texts me back and she says, my friend is selling some child's rugs, which I don't know what that means.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, and she goes, would you be interested? And then I wrote her back and I said, you know, actually, we're looking for like two like larger area rugs.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't think the smaller children's
like
rugs.
Like probably an adult rug.
Right.
I didn't know that that was a category of rug, but I would just guess we're going for adult rug.
Apparently it is a category. And also I'm like, do they say like the ABCs on them? Yeah, like, what are we talking about? How dirty are they? And then she like wrote me a private message and said, I know you're looking for an area rug. Would you be amenable to having several rugs together on the floor to form one large rug? And then I just didn't respond.
It's like, just like in the world is like, you know, we'd like to really grow up and like get some nice stuff. And the world is like, you're trying to get out. I'm going to pull you back in.
Here are 15 tiny child rugs. What the hell? It's pretty solid, man.
Yeah, really solid.
That was the first foray. And then you just like go in and look at different rug. Like I did a bunch of research because I was trying to find discount rug stores. The thing is, it sucks is that like I really want to support a local business, but the big box stores just have them on lock. You know, like it's just they're so like not just a little cheaper, but like hundreds of dollars cheaper. Like like I mean, the rugs that you look at a rug store are like the cheapest one I could find for the size we wanted was like $400. And I was like, we can't afford that at all. And then I was looking at like IKEA and like, you know, different like Costco rugs and they're like 75 for this. You know what I mean? It's like not even remotely like competitive.
Just get two or three of them, stack them on top of each other, have tons of insulation.
I mean, it's just like, it's like a bummer, but it's like, and then they'll say like, like literally look on the Yelp reviews and I'll be like, discount rugs. And then the first Yelp review is, this was not cheap.
Right.
I read one review where this is like, so this is, and this is all over the place. Like, cause I was trying to check something that wasn't going to be, it's kind of like buying a car or something. It's like, I think people, rug salesmen really try to like upsell you.
Yeah.
So like the whole experience is really like, you know, you're like, what's it called? Not debating, negotiating the price and like kind of like going back and forth. Like one lady went in and she says, I'd like a simple plain white rug. And then the guy was like, listen, you don't want that. That's just carpet. She was like, what? And then she left and wrote this review. I was like, why won't you?
Just like, look, we know that this is, everyone knows that this rug shop is really just a front for money laundering. So I have to pretend like I'm a real businessman every 7 days when one customer walks in. I have
to. Just imagine being so condescending that you're like, you don't want that. That's carpet. Just like, what? This other one I read where this guy came in. And he spent $2,500 on a rug. And he was told at the time they were giving it to him for 60% off.
Yeah.
So it was something like $6,000 rug.
Uh-huh.
So then later in life, he came back to get it cleaned to the same guy who sold it to him who didn't remember him.
Yeah.
And the guy says, I don't think you should get this cleaned. Because the cleaning fee is $200 and the rug is only worth $600. He's like, you should just get a new rug. And the guy was like, you sold me this rug and you said it was $6,000. And then the guy was like, oh, I guess the lighting in our warehouse is bad. And the guy was like, I'm so mad. This is all Yelp review. I'm so mad. But I can't find the receipt and I don't like he's like so upset that he like can't move forward in his life. Like he's so upset. He's like, I don't know. The only thing I could think to do was just post on here and tell you guys my experience.
He's like, now I'm going to go return to the corner of the shack in the back of my yard, like in the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, no.
Just like haunted in the corner forever.
It's going to be that. He said he took it to another guy to get it appraised. After that, one guy said, oh, I made a mistake. And he's like, no, dude, this rug is worth like $400. So I don't want that to happen to us.
Yeah. So let's pay $80 for something that's only worth $60.
Right.
Oh, speaking of that, are we going to go to the weird cheap place in our neighborhood? Muriel did a bunch of research, and I don't know our game plan yet, but we had talked about there's this weird shady store that I think that's where we got our little, like, the mats that we put outside the door, whatever those things are called.
Yeah. It's basically, like, the heartbeat of this whole like rug scam, like hashtag rug scam. Like this guy is really aggressive and insane. We've been in there once and he's just like, and they have like stuff in there.
They'll have like a Janet Jackson rug.
Yeah. And they also have, and they also remember have clearly fake tiger skin rugs that they say are absolutely real and authentic.
$12.99. Okay. So what are we going there?
I don't
think it's worth it.
I personally am not quite sure that it's worth it. I would go in there with you and walk around. But the problem is like that guy just, I don't want to, it's just going to, he's going out of business and you're going to go in and it's like, if we know for sure, we're probably not going to buy from him.
Yeah.
It feels a little teasy to go in there and just kind of like experience the experience.
Yeah. Right.
Cause I'm afraid if we buy a rug from him, like if we buy a rug from IKEA or like Home Goods or something like that, like, it's not going to just straight up fall apart when you wash it.
We should not go get a junk rug, basically.
Yeah, and okay. I think if any of the options that I have laid out in front of us, that would be the one where we would buy a rug for $80 and it would be worth $15.
Yeah.
And then we trade a vacuum it and all the rug things would come off.
I know, like the Miami Vice logo would like come off of them the first vacuum.
I mean, I kind of think that might happen. Yeah, right. So I'm like, I don't want to go down that road, because I also think you and I are soft, and I think we're gonna go in there and he's gonna be like, oh well, what about, like,
speak for yourself, I'm not soft.
Boy,
I am not soft.
I know you're not. Listen, okay,
I'm hard as steel.
Not, don't be mad at me. But I think if he gave you a really good deal, you would take it and it would still fall apart. And I just don't want to like get that rug and be like, wow, we got this really good deal, and then not get the rug at Home Goods and then have it fall apart and then have to like go and get another rug.
No, the rugs they sell, right. We, and the whole point is to not buy garbage again.
I know,
we're
going to
walk
know,
in there and he's going
to
be like,
we want to so bad.
He's like, look, you could get this. It's like a rug with like a leopard fighting a tiger or something.
We're
he's
just
like,
gonna be like,
look, you
awesome.
Could get this rug, or what you could do is get 12 child rugs and put them together. And that is only $200 more, but now you're getting Dora the Explorer and SpongeBob SquarePants and a Sesame Street thing.
We would be totally susceptible to that. It's like when Homer Simpson, I don't know if you remember this, our relationship with garbage furniture is like this bit with Homer Simpson where he wins this giant, he gets a giant hoagie.
Yeah.
It's like 12 feet long.
Yeah.
And he keeps eating it, but it keeps getting him food poisoning.
Yeah, because it keeps getting more and more rotten.
Because it's older and older.
Yeah.
And then he hides it behind the radiator so Marge won't catch him and he eats it. And she's like, stop eating that sandwich. And he just keeps like throwing up and then going back and like petting the sandwich and eating it. I think that's kind of what we're up to. I don't want to go to the junk rug shop.
Okay, we're not going.
We are going to buy one of those rugs and we can't afford to do it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So, boom. We're going to go to, what's our first stop? IKEA? What's the plan, Master and Commander?
Okay. So, the plan is, I've got a bunch.
Okay.
So, there's kind of, I'm working with four plans.
Oh, God. This is going to be a disaster.
All right. We got IKEA and Home Goods. So, Home Goods is, we're going to go check out an IKEA, and they both should have like fairly cheap options for what we want. But what part of what we're doing is if we find something, we fall in love with it, and it's cheap enough, or we find something in clearance, then we're going to get it.
Yeah.
But it's also a chance to like step on it and sit on it and like see if the table's sturdy and like figure out exactly how big we want it sit at the table so we can actually like functionally feel what it's like in that furniture. And then there are some online stores that we may order from if the prices are, they're a little more competitive,
right?
Because they don't have a showroom,
right?
So we might use the showrooms at these other places to determine what we want from the online stores.
Yeah.
And then those price, and if we can't find the price that's competitive enough to buy something today, we're gonna buy it online. And I've been looking at OfferUp, which is like a online selling platform, and there's some deals. So we're going to go. And the hopefully plan A is to go to Home Goods and IKEA and find exactly what we want and be super happy with it and have it be on sale and cheap or on clearance. Yeah, and then plan B is we find out exactly what we want. It's outside the price range we want, but we find something very comparable on an online store.
Great.
And then we order it. So okay, that's my plan.
Okay, that sounds good to me. And then we are going to go rent the carpet cleaner to clean the one damn rug we have been forgetting about all these years.
Dirty.
It's so dirty.
Oh my God, it's dirty.
It's a really nice rug though. I really like it.
We've had it for a long time.
We brought it with us from Chicago.
That was like one of the only things we brought.
We were like, because we had some good mirrors and some good lamps and a rug. And we were like, we can turn any crappy apartment into something kind of pleasant with mirrors, rug, and these lamps. So we brought them and they did their trick until we got food all over the rug and then just decided to throw it in the closet. And all of our lamps are now have 9 inches of dust on them.
I was like, I'm tired of this rug.
Oh my God. And the mirrors are in great shape, but the reflections in the mirrors have aged terribly.
Hi, everybody. It's time for an ad.
Wow. This just in. The today's sponsor are people who go to www.patreon.com/hellainyour30s.
Yeah, that's right. They can sign up for any manner of donations monthly if you value this podcast and you value your lives. Sign up for our Patreon.
Yes.
Again, if you're confused about how Patreon works, email us and we will talk you through it.
Yes.
So don't be afraid.
But also, just as a heads up, it's just a website. So you just
don't say that. Don't say that. You don't need to be alienating people. Listen, if you got confused because you went on there, you said you don't know, I'm scared. Just email us.
Yes,
we'll help
that
you.
Is right. That is right. Patreon.com/hellyour30s. You get bonus episodes, two of them every month. And you get the good, warm feeling of knowing that your life is no longer in danger.
Yeah, that's because I won't be coming after your life.
Muriel's murdering every non-Patreon member in the world.
I'm like Kung Fu, the legend continues, but the opposite.
Okay, I don't know if that tracks or not, but I think we got our point across. Okay, bye. Boom. First place, double masked, back in the car. That was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, Home Goods, man.
Home Goods in Burbank. All right, so those rugs were pretty cheap. Those were affordable. We're looking at like, some of them were like $60 to like $130, pretty thick. Some of them didn't seem like total garbage.
Yeah, we were kind of like seeing some falling apart already on the rack, but some of them were doing okay. Right now, I think we're at crazy Fairfax rug prices.
This place is as cheap and better quality than what I thought we were going to get at the Crazy Man store.
Yeah, so.
So that's good.
That's good.
Now there's a whole other issue, which honestly didn't even cross my mind.
What
should the rug actually look like in terms of color, pattern? It was just all we were thinking about was size, thickness, and maybe like texture, so it's not too shaggy to get all of our crumbs in it.
Right, but then now we're talking like, we were thinking function, not style, but now it's like, what?
There was another couple exactly like us, and the woman was like, I mean, our couch is just so gray, I don't want to get a gray rug, and I was like, maybe we should be thinking about that. But there were some in there, Meryl and I were like, is that ugly? And I was like, I don't know, I kind of like it, I guess. But I'm definitely not thinking about like, will it clash with our green couch or
something? Well, we have two leopard print chairs, one dirty white chair, and one bright orange desk.
And so that's just the living room. And then our bedroom is a weird green couch, a free TV,
free dresser,
and a bed with a
that your mom bought us
with a white what are those things, comforter on it.
Yeah.
Getting put to the test of like now suddenly having to have an opinion on a rug, it's really rough.
I know, I feel very beat up. I'm glad I have them full of Chipotle salad or else I'd be super bitchy right now.
All right, so now we're going to go to IKEA because we didn't buy anything. We're going to see what they have and see if like, oh, these are good prices, or like, oh, IKEA actually has better stuff.
All we're
whatever.
Doing is we're being so awesome. Whatever.
All right, let's go. Has happened, but we'll catch you up on that later. I think tomorrow morning we'll tell you about our day, but at the moment it is currently night, And we're in our living room. Looks like a bomb hit it. It's completely trash. There's rugs everywhere. There's IKEA shit everywhere. Muriel was like, hey, Muriel. She said, Nick, you go make dinner. I made dinner. She's like, I want to put this IKEA thing together. All right, switching roles. And then, because I think what happened is we just spent all day and did a million things and we got very irritated with each other right at the end. So it was like, you go over there, I'm gonna go do this. And then Muriel goes, I'm gonna smoke a spliff and try to make this IKEA thing. And I was like, damn, that's brave. And you were like, why? And I was like, well, I'm sure as hell not gonna get high and then try to cook this chicken. So then anyways, I feel like, you know, just getting stoned and jumping into the unknown is not always pleasurable. But
well, I mean, here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
There's two things at play right here. The first thing at play is that before anything,
yeah,
I just unwrapped the package and threw everything around it. Living room. I don't know why I did that. And then the second thing that happened was so here's the thing. The instructions are really simple.
Yes.
As you get started.
Yeah.
Right? And like, you know, you have like these things, whatever. You're building these shelves. And about the fourth step in, I realized I had put it together, like a big piece of it in upside down.
Yeah.
So I had to get it all taken out and realigned, and then I started reading the instructions, and they were way harder.
Like as it went on, it got more and more difficult.
The minute I realized, like I was in trouble, I was like, "Okay, I'm in trouble." And then I was like, "Whoa, got that? Whew, took it apart, switched the thing around, got it ready, and then read the next set of instructions." And I was like, "What? What is this? What is this?"
Yeah,
because I'm like, "How can this be the bottom?" Et cetera, et cetera.
So then I was like, dinner's ready. And you just looked at me wild-eyed. We went off. We ate our food. And now Miro came back. She's like, would it be funny if I tried to finish this IKEA thing for the podcast?
I really want to do it.
Yeah. And then there's a little pause. I said, yes, indeed, that would be very entertaining for the podcast.
Well, so, I hope it was.
Okay. Well, we haven't done it yet. We are going to see we're going to see if you can pull it off.
Well, what the dumb part about this is that the beginning is just making a box. Now I have to figure out where the fuck these like hinges go.
Yeah,
like now I have to build the whole like hinged like drawer part of this thing.
Yeah.
That is definitely much more complicated than what I was doing before.
Okay, great. So this is what I think we should do.
What?
I'm going to clean the kitchen.
Okay.
And then at the end of me cleaning the kitchen, if you're going, and we're just going to see where we are mentally by the time I'm done.
What are you
I got like stoned too. I got high too. You're not the only one who parties, bro. What, you think you're the only cool kid in the playground?
I was really listening to you. I was like, where?
This is what I'm saying. At the end of me cleaning the kitchen, if it's, I might decide like, let's go watch TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because more than I want you to finish this tonight, I want to have a fun night. So.
Well, I'm not gonna get mad. I don't think I got it.
No, you're zen. I mean, you're this is the closest you've been to cross-legged since kindergarten.
I know, which is one leg poking out and the other leg slightly bent in. Now. Well, what was I going to say? Oh, I realize you're not saying like, will I get grumpy at the shelves and that won't be a fun night. You're saying I don't want to watch you.
Yeah, that's basically it. I'm just like, this will be nice. I'm not going to just say.
I thought you'd be into it.
I am. And then we'll just see how it goes. At the end of dishes, you know, that'll be a fork in the road and the journey forward will make itself clear.
What? Oh, I get it. Okay.
Great. Okay, you're my little Zen carpenter. You're like Jesus putting together this IKEA thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Finally. Well, it's the next morning. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Muriel.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Now, I did finish that cabinet.
Finished?
Yes.
Finished?
Listen, okay, we're going to go. We had a big day yesterday. In fact, it was so big that we got home and we were like, I am not recording because I'm grumpy.
Yeah.
But I did do the cabinet and we did have to kind of do a little check-in because at that point I was having a great time.
Yes.
And I stayed up until midnight doing this cabinet. I put it together correctly.
Is that what you would call that?
Stop. What I did was, there's two things I did. I did do several sections upside down so that I had to go back and take it apart like three different times and put it together. But to be fair, these instructions are not that easy to understand.
Okay.
And there's a lot of subtlety to them. It'll be like, you can put the whole thing backwards.
Yeah.
If you miss like on this one drawing with like, I don't know, 40 components, one of the legs has a little screw hole, like 1 inch from the bottom.
Yeah.
And that one has to be in the middle. But nothing says that because there's no language directions. It's all pictures.
I know. It's like a foreign silent film.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all just pictures.
It's Francis Truffaut.
So I kept looking at stuff and being like, okay, I got this. And then I would be backwards. And I was like, how is this backwards? And I look back at the things and I'm like, that one dot fucked up my whole thing.
That's insane. Yeah.
But anyway, so okay. I put it back. I put it back and I put it together.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I decided last night, there were two tools they said that I had to have.
Yeah.
They said, okay, well, three tools. I have to have a Phillips head screwdriver, which I had.
Yeah.
And you had to have like this thing that you set screws into wood with, you know, like it looks like an ice pick. You get the starter hole, which for me, I'm like, I don't need that. You just take it with your, it's kind of magnetic, the screwdriver I have, just jab it.
Yeah, right. That starts your hole.
I think it does.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, whatever. And then the last thing they said I needed was a leveler. And I was like, who the fuck do I look like? I don't have a leveler.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, that's
I think it's just called level. I don't think
level?
It's called a leveler. I think it's just called a level.
Okay, well, whatever. They wanted me to have a level, and I was like, who has a fucking level this day and age in their apartment? Like, this is supposed to... I get a screwdriver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, we have a screwdriver, we have a hammer. But I'm like, when you get into, like, the level thing, I'm like, you guys, that's fucking stupid.
Except for I think we all have them on our phones now.
Well, that's one thing I didn't take into account. So there's two things. One, and they should have a picture of your iPhone and be like this, and like a little picture of a level and like point to the iPhone.
Yeah,
be like, oh, yeah, you can do that on the iPhone. But I didn't have a level, and I was like, I had already been successful jabbing the screws in the wood.
Yeah, you had already. Yeah, you didn't need tools thus far.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I just was like, great. And I built the whole goddamn thing, and it's completely uneven.
It's totally crooked. It's a leaning shelf of Pisa, you know?
And then there's this, like, and the most inscrutable part of the directions, hands down, is the one page that tells you how to troubleshoot what happens.
Yeah.
So, like, you do this 28-step thing, which, by the way, I recommend doing this. It's fairly relaxing. Despite the amount of complaining I'm doing.
Yeah.
But like it's 28 pages and you finish, and then the most like the boss page, like the boss that you have to defeat,
yeah,
the craziest, most complicated page,
yeah,
happens to be the troubleshooting page. So if your table's all, if your whatever chest, what is this?
It's shelf? Yeah.
The shelf thing is all fucked up. Then they're like, well, these are the things you might have done wrong. And all of them have to do with the level.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was sitting there staring at it and I was like, what does this mean? I could not figure out what it was trying to tell me. I was like, I'm listening so hard, IKEA. Just tell me what to do.
Well, I, at the end of the, when I was done cleaning the kitchen and everything, and I was getting ready for bed and you were finishing up and I came out here and you said, the doors won't close, which they won't. The doors are.
They are closed.
They are
closed right now. Don't lie.
They're closed, but they're not. I mean, look how jacked up
they
are.
I know they're crooked.
So then
I was
still very stoned. So I just was like, but how did that happen? I was like measuring them to see what was deformed, what was wrong, what you could have done. And the whole thing is just tilted. So
I know. Well, it was really, I was like, I think that this is broken. And you were like, well, how? And then you went through the same like process of discovery that I had just been through. Yeah. And about halfway through your process of discovery, I said I was going to bed. And then I just,
yeah, then I got in bed and I was laying there. I was like, but why doesn't it work? Then I got up and looked at it some more.
So in the light of day, I am going to get a level, like whatever app for my phone. Yeah. And I'm going to follow the troubleshooting instructions, which I think I understand.
Yeah.
I have to take out a few of the braces and like basically hunk it around.
Yeah, right.
And then put the braces back on. And then I can also change the way that the hinges are on there.
Well, how are you feeling, Muriel? Are you feeling good about it? Are you feeling like you've got a, you feel like confident going forward that you're going to bring this puppy home?
Yeah, I'm hella good at building things. I like building shit, you know. I'll build stuff every day.
All right. Well, I don't think we even mentioned that we were needed a shelf in our first check-in about going to IKEA. But we did.
We did, because what we did mention was what we were using as the shelf was a really junky old table.
Yeah.
So that's technically one shelf. So it's covered with stuff on the top.
Yeah,
and then the second shelf is the floor underneath the table.
Yeah.
So we decided probably it's going to be a lot better just to get a normal shelf and put things on it.
Which we now have. Yeah. And it's awesome. It matches the one we got in our kitchen back a while ago.
Yeah, apparently we have this, like, I don't know, wrought iron dark wood aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, honestly, I don't really think is real. But I think, like, you know what I think it is?
What?
I think psychologically we were like, okay, listen, we need to get real furniture.
Yeah. It has to be metal and wood. It should resemble a torture chamber.
It's like we just have to be like serious, serious adults. And we went in there and like bought the thing that was like no color. I was like, I either want a like a beige rug or a black rug. No color, wood and metal. Nothing can clash with that. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
All right. So anyways, we checked in with you guys while we were at our first rug place, after we had gone to our first rug place. And boy, am I glad we didn't buy any of those pieces of trash, because we went to IKEA, which, first of all, we showed up. We're double masked up, right? We're like really like want to be careful, see what's up. And then when we get to IKEA, we realize, oh, damn, it's Saturday. It's probably going to be
busy.
It's
Saturday at 2:00 in the afternoon. Like, that was so dumb. On President's Day weekend.
There were probably 300 people in line to get into IKEA.
It actually went by pretty fast, and they were all like sanitizing stuff, and it was, you know, it ended up being fine.
We only waited in line 13 minutes, which is unbelievable because it was huge.
You walk by and there's this huge tent. And underneath the tent, there's probably 120 people or so, maybe 150, like snaked along like these like metal, you know, guardrails.
Yeah.
So it's like we're all like fit in this underneath this tent in this snaky line.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn, that's going to be insane. And then we went around the corner and realized the line went all the way to the full end of the entire IKEA. Like, probably what, like 500 feet away?
I don't know. Like definitely a full
1,000
city block.
Feet away.
Like all the way around a full city block.
Yeah. And then we went and it was still longer. It went around the side of the building and we got there and I was like, I can't believe we did this. Because Nick and I are also like, I think because we waited tables for so long as our job, like we never do anything at peak hours because we're usually working at peak hours.
Right,
we're working weekends. We're working any day there are people out trying to eat, right? So, like, we rarely would have, like, a Valentine's Day or, we would work on Christmas, work on your birthday, work on New Year's, like, that kind of stuff, right? And then your days off are usually, if you're slick, you know, you want to work the weekends because that's when you make the most money. So you take your days off on, like, Mondays and Tuesdays.
Right.
So, like, even as, like, an almost 40-year-old adult, I have, like, almost zero frame of reference for like peak
like,
hours.
Oh, this is how people live.
Like, I just didn't, it would never even occur to me because I just spent so little time doing that.
Of course.
So it's like, I was like shocked. And then we were just like, oh.
Yeah.
People brought their kids. It was like a family thing.
IKEA was cracking off.
Babies.
There were so many cute babies. So anyway, we got in line. I was like, let's set a timer. I was like, are we going to do this? And Muriel's like, yeah, I mean, I think this is our adventure. And I was like, well, it's like a pretty boring adventure if we sit here for an hour. So I did time it, and I was like, we're not going to, if we don't make any progress in 30 minutes, then we have to like leave. But they got us through in 13 minutes. They got all those people in and out in 13 minutes. And then I kept the timer running on accident, but did check it when we left, and we were in and out of IKEA in an hour, 45 minutes total, including wait time.
And that's
not
pretty
too bad.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We tried to hustle. We looked around. We found stuff. We were looking for the cheapest possible functional thing, yeah, which is typically what we
yeah,
buy. Right. What's the cheapest thing I can do?
As long as it's metal and wood. All right. So the good news is we got two great rugs. One is huge and thick and totally going to hook up the bedroom. And it was on sale. And it's so comfortable. And it's dark gray, which maybe is, people would be like, why do you want that? I don't care.
Yeah. Functional, okay, baby.
And then we got another one for our new living room setup since we rearranged. And it's green and white. It has a cool pattern. Also very affordable. Super nice. Loving it.
That was like the two cheapest rugs we saw.
Were and like it, the two best
and
ones.
And they were the two best ones. Yeah. So that was, and then we got done and we had the shelf. It was the cheapest shelf we were looking at, and it was like the best one by far for, yeah, like our needs.
Yeah.
And then we got the cheapest rugs that we could find for that size.
Yeah.
And they were super cheap and great. And I was walking around and I go, Nick, I think this is the best thing this best shopping day I've ever had. I felt so good. I was like everything. I usually have like massive buyer's remorse.
Yeah, right.
You know, I just feel bad.
Me too. Every time.
Every time. Yeah. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, I feel so good. Like, this is magical. Yeah. I can't believe this. And we like, you know, like we spent so much less money than I was like worried we would spend.
Yeah.
And like, it was just like, and everything was so like easy. And we loaded up the car and then we went and got a coffee.
Yeah.
And we sat there and I said, well, the only thing we didn't find was a new sort of like basically a card table, like a new dining room table, but a tiny one, right? I was like, we didn't find it. They didn't have it at IKEA. So then, high off of our coffees and our amazing shopping trip, we proceeded to go to 5 different big box stores that didn't have anything and fight.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Yeah, I mean, we really did want, I mean, Muriel's saying card table. We want something specific. We want a square, tall bar table for a dining room kind of thing, right?
It's not a dining room because we don't have a dining room, but it is, we're calling it dining room table. It's table that will fit against the wall. In a way that doesn't ruin our lives, right?
That's perfect.
Something that we
a
would be five compelled
piece
to eat
bar
at.
Dining set,
yeah,
or something.
Something like that, but probably two. I don't know. We're just trying to figure out something small and easy and cheap, but not rickety.
Yeah, right.
Which is like crazy town impossible.
Apparently doesn't exist. Even though we just stayed at an Airbnb that has like the exact thing we want.
Muriel, I messenger.
Yeah, Muriel literally messenger we're after like, yesterday. Like,
girl,
where the hell did you get that table?
I want it.
Okay, so we could not find anything. I even forgot that this guy I worked with started selling furniture, so I hit him up. He's going to try to track some down for us. And everything was terrible.
And then we went to go rent a rug doctor from the store, and I got hella mad at the lady helping me. But I think at that point I was just like, I didn't get mad at her. Like, I don't think she knew I was mad.
Yeah. She was just a complete pain in the ass and really rude.
Well, it was just the most hilarious ending. I went in and I walked up and I was standing there, and she just ignored me for like, I don't know, 5 minutes while she like organized this drawer. And like saw me and then just sat there, but she's the manager,
yeah,
right? So I was like, okay. So I just sat there and like waited for her to be done because maybe she's like doing something really important.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
while I'm doing that, this other guy walks up to me and he's like, can I help you? And I said, oh, I'm here to rent a rug cleaner. And they have like a big, like a bunch of them against the wall.
Yeah.
And they're advertised online. And then the guy says, listen, we really don't recommend people use a rug cleaner. You know, you really, it's much better just to hire someone and have them clean your carpets for you. And I just looked at him and I'm like, I'm sorry. Are you guys not renting rug doctors?
Yeah, right.
And then he's like, and then he got, he like kind of goes and like threw his hands up and he's like, you know, he's like, well, I think you just need to talk to the manager. And I was like, I was. That's not.
That's who I was waiting for.
I can recognize that's the manager. Yeah, right. Like, so I was like standing there. And then she was just, anyway, I don't need to go into that. But then she was using me. She made me wait for super long. And then she used me as a way to train a new guy as to how to rent a rug doctor without talking to me. So then it was like, she was like, well, do you know how to do it? And he's like, no. And she's like, well, why don't you figure it out? And then he like gets out the book. He's like, I don't know what to do. And they're like doing this whole thing. And I was like, I've been waiting here for so long. Yeah, and then I was like, and then she goes, well, I need a valid driver's license. And then he's like, really? And she's like, yeah, you need to get a valid driver's license. And I was like, okay. And I was like, does it need to be a driver's license or can it be a state ID?
Yeah.
And she just looks at me and she goes, whatever you want, whatever you want. And at this point, that was like the first thing she said to me.
Yeah, right. like, all right, well, here's my middle school ID from like 1996.
What? Anyway, they didn't have the thing I wanted. And she's like, I mean, do you still want to rent it? We don't have the other thing. Yeah. Like, it's just an upholstery tool. And I was just like, no.
Well, that's when I showed up and you were like, I couldn't tell. And suddenly, I like, because I paid for the groceries or like walking, and then I got there. And then she's like coming back and like, you get your ID back. And then we're just walking out the door and I'm like, okay, so what's going on? Are we getting the thing? You're like, just laser beam back to the car. So pissed.
I just like, I was like, she goes, you want to run it? I was like, no. I just got my ID back and just walked out of the store. Thank you so much. I go, thank her. Thank the like guy who was training. He was like not into it. Yeah. Go thank the guy who told me he doesn't recommend I rent these things.
So anyways, here we are. We definitely had a vision that our apartment would be completely set up for a little Valentine's Day dinner tonight, and that ain't happening.
Listen, don't say that. I'm gonna do it.
Well, we're not gonna get the dining table.
I know, I'm so pissed.
Okay, but I'm going to work on editing this podcast. We're gonna go rent the drug cleaner because we think we can track down another Ralph's, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Optimism. We got that. Okay.
You're
that's
so
gonna
sparkly
happen.
This morning. Nick woke up and he's like, it's Valentine's Day.
I know. I was just thinking that we are, you know, sexy, cool couple. I was really feeling I was just like, you know what? Good for us. I don't know. I was just like back in Seattle looking at these old pictures of myself with old friends, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'm pretty cool.
You are you really know? Cool.
Like, this is okay. I'm pretty great. Look at these old friends. I remember that time. And then I just was like thinking about that. And I was like, I'm just going to apply that to my current self. You know what I mean? And so that's just like my little mind frame.
Exercise?
Yeah, definitely. Everything is literally an exercise at this point. Let's face it. Everything is like work, you know?
That's why when you come in and you're like, happy Valentine's Day. You're so cool. I'm like, what's your angle? What have you been reading?
Yeah, right. Is this self-help to be loving and friendly in the morning? How
but
fake
it kind
is
of
it?
Is.
Of course it is. That's the thing. You just got to do it. If you just do it, then it's real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's my angle. Reality, Muriel. Hardcore wood and wrought iron, okay? I don't care if it leans to the side. It's reality and it's work. Okay.
Well, you're making me tired.
Got to go back to sleep, baby. Lazy Sunday. All right. Well, I'm feeling very good.
Me too. I'm excited. And you know, to be honest, yesterday we came home. We had a little bit of a negativity situation.
Yeah.
But then getting in on those shelves, man, I felt way better. It was really good. I'm like the guy who has the shop who's like, just leave me alone. You take the kids. I'm going to go.
Go to the garage.
I'm going to go take her in the garage. And it was so cathartic. I was like, I'll build furniture all day long.
Yeah, right.
Crooked ass furniture.
Except for our version of that is we just each plug in our own headphones and then just move like 8 feet away.
That's what you have to do. You live in an apartment. I was like, do you want to take a break? And you're like, I don't really want to, but maybe we should. I was like, maybe that's a good idea. That was another thing. I just smoked a tiny bit of pot.
Yeah.
And then I put on a scary stories podcast that I don't know why I like it, but I like it.
Uh-huh.
And it's just some guy like reading stories off the internet that he thinks are scary, like in the first person. So he's always pretending to be like a girl or a boy or like, I think the whole thing is really weird. He's just always like, I don't know. He's very dramatic when he reads the stories. And I was listening to them.
Yeah.
And a little stoned and trying to read these nonverbal instructions. Yeah. So I definitely candicapped myself pretty hard. It was like a very weird choice to make. I was like, ooh, that guy, don't go in there. There's a guy in your closet. And meanwhile, yeah, I'm like, right, the whole thing is like leaning over to the side.
You're like, take the screw and screw it into the ghost in the back of the cave. What?
All right. Well, you know, that was probably still.
Yeah.
I feel like we needed this. I feel like I'm glad we did it and we needed it. And
this is so nice. I mean, this our whole rearranged furniture thing, it's a completely new lease on life. It is pouring down snow, buckets and buckets and buckets of snow in Seattle, and we are besides ourselves that we just missed the snowstorm in Seattle.
Yeah.
Because it is so fun when it snows in Seattle.
And it only happens like once every 5 years,
yeah,
or something.
And now we're back in LA, and I immediately like kind of blew my nose and had some boogers, and they were just like completely filled with soot already. It's like the dirtiest, nastiest city. And like, you know, there is some like, you know, like, going on about this city, but this apartment right now I feel like is just giving us just a completely new beautiful start, and I feel effing fantastic about
you
it.
Do yeah. Okay, well, you know, to be continued about the table. We're gonna get one either tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah,
we're trying to get one that is about a third of the price that they're asking for. Yeah, so right. I'm hoping President's Day is the monster of all sales, like the mother of all sales.
Yeah, right.
But we'll see. But other than that, you know, I'm going to clean a bunch of shit today. I'm going to set up our rugs. I'm going to vacuum the furniture we haven't cleaned since we got it used 7 years ago, yeah, which is pretty gross.
Pretty gross.
We have like three dark pieces of furniture, and they're like, they're fine. But then the one white piece of furniture is like
so nasty,
annihilated.
Like, what do I know? Just like, it looks like the couch after Rick James wipes his feet on Dave Chappelle's shit. You know,
it's like, if that's any indication of what is actually on these brown chairs.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Oh no,
I know, because we got those from Jen and Thomas. We're like, hey, we still have those brown chairs. They're like, brown chairs. You mean those white chairs? We're like, you know, the ones with all the leopard spots on it. Spots? No. What spots? Oh God.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, Nikki.
I love you so much, Muriel. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, and you all out there, happy Valentine's Day.
Let's do yoga. Let's get fit.
Thank you for listening. As always, you are wonderful. Hell in Your 30s listeners are the fuel in our Ferraris.
That's,
you know,
right,
what I mean?
Yeah. Just gas cruising in our, what's it?
Stomachs. All right. We love you guys. Shout out to Campfire Media. Thank you to Ryan and Ryan. I don't know what, Muriel. I guess people could leave us reviews if they like. That's always
you
nice.
Yes. Listen.
Oh, leave us some voicemails. We got a couple of you guys have left voicemails. We're sitting on them. Don't you worry about our voicemails. We get, you know, hit us up. And I don't know, things are exciting. We got a bunch of really fun episodes coming up. Just stay tuned. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's it. What else? Okay, that's it. We got to get on with our day.
Wait. Yeah, but there was one thing I wanted to see. Oh, I have a question for anyone listening still to the end of this.
Yeah.
If you have recordings of people that you love snoring that keep you awake at night, yeah, or you snore, or you have some tips about how to help with snoring,
yeah,
we may or may not do an episode about it, but please, for the love of God, help me.
Yes. So how to stop Nick from snoring.
It's this new thing. Oh, there's a lot of things going on. We got into an argument about whether or not if he had his mouth closed, he would stop snoring. And then I woke up to him snoring with his mouth closed, because I said it doesn't matter, and he said it has to be open for him to snore, and he was snoring with his mouth closed, but then he was going poo. Like a cartoon. It was so funny.
Oh my God. Okay, so yeah, hit us up if you got any snoring stories. and recordings. We want to put together like little like collage, a soundscape of, you know, night terrors. So that'd be great.
Just like how I sleep every night. Collage and soundscape of night terrors. All right. Happy Valentine's Day.
We love you.
Guys. Bye. Screw it.
We're just gonna talk about comics.
Do you like comic books?
Do you like brothers?
Do you like brothers talking about comic books?
Then this is the podcast for you. Screw it. We're just going to talk about comics.
Will Hines and Kevin Hines, performers from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater and actual brothers, talk about actual comic books they love, like Spider-Man, The Fantastic Four, and many more.
If you prefer your podcast to be about fictional people talking about fictional books, this isn't it. But otherwise...
Screw it. We're just going to talk about comics from Campfire Media.
Campfire.